WDJS Productions offers biblical teachings of God's Word for you. Our prayer is that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Fred, and I'm excited to preach the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence in Him. So get your hearts prepared and turn to your Bibles with me. This will be part two of God's government for equipping His church. In Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, we discussed on part one, these are Jesus' gifts, His government offices in operation for His church to be moving in power and for the church to emerge as the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish as the bride of Christ. Not the emerging church. No, this is His glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish as the bride of Christ. The true elders were the fivefold ministry. These were the elders that were established, the leadership established in the first century church under Jesus Christ. They were called and ordained individuals or operating in their gifting of the fivefold ministries. The elders were not qualified by age, but by spiritual maturity in their personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Oftentimes we have boards and we have committees now and elders that, well, Bob over there has a lot of money, good business, so let's take him. He'd be good to be an elder. No. This is, again, it isn't anything except spiritual maturity and their personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. These elders were mature, were ordained, receiving the mantle of their offices to operate in their callings of the fivefold. These God-given mantles bestow the authority to lead and serve the church under Jesus Christ. You know, the apostles and prophets are the governing offices established in the fivefold ministry. All of the fivefold, this is interesting, all of the fivefold offices have ruling authority in the church. All can preach. They're all apt to teach. They can all evangelize. And they all shepherd the flock of God. In 1 Timothy 4:14, it says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, which the laying on of hands of the presbytery." And it says in Acts 2:42 and 45, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers." Now, here's something very important. You know, there's four different things here. And we find that every one of these, in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and breaking of bread and prayers, in those four, it is the apostles' doctrine. This is the true doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. In cults, in anything separated from, they don't, this is interesting, they don't continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayers. They go ahead and take their own doctrine and add it to something and say it's Jesus' church. Well, it's not Jesus' church if it isn't the apostles' doctrines. All of his teachings, all of Jesus' teachings were the apostles' doctrines. We can't add anything or take anything away. It is the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship and breaking of bread and prayers that makes us in the body of Christ under Jesus Christ as the head of his church. Hallelujah. And it says here in Acts 16:4 and 5, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders, which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." We all want to see increased in number daily, but we ask, why aren't they increasing in number daily here in America? I'm talking about under order of Jesus Christ. Well, you can build a big church in America. You certainly can. But is it the church of Jesus Christ? Or is it just another church? And I say this, and I say it with my whole heart, that I believe that we have so many denominational divisions that we have all these other beliefs, and therefore it is confusion, just like the Tower of Babel. And we go back to the ways of Babylon, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Darlene, one of the nine. Nine of us author two books, Hutterites and Since We Told the Truth. Our first one, Hutterites, Our Story to Freedom, describes our testimonies of growing up in an overbearing religious lifestyle and our life-changing decision to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and escape from the oppressive Hutterite communities. After writing this first book, exposing the Hutterite lifestyle and our testimonies of finding freedom, we wrote our second book, Since We Told the Truth, Our Life Can Never Be the Same. We write about our lives now and offer a new perspective of our society of the United States and how to successfully overcome those challenges currently facing us with true solutions according to the Word of God. We're visiting Southern Wisconsin early April with two book events. The first one will be in Madison at the Barnes & Noble on April 2nd. We are going to be at the Mineral Point Road location from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The second event is on Saturday, April 4th at the Barnes & Noble at the Southland Center in Racine. We will be there for the entire local author event from 10:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And as part of the event, we will be giving a presentation between 2 and 3 p.m. These events are listed on our website. Visit us at www.the99.com. That's THENINE9.com. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
This is interesting. A bishop. A bishop is the ruling elder, one of the fivefold over a church in a particular location. Timothy was an evangelist, but he was the bishop at Ephesus. And Titus was a bishop, or the ruling elder, at Crete and then in Corinth. I'm finding a lot of bishops. And I look at this and go, a bishop is a ruling elder in a local church. But many times I see bishops, the ones that travel all over land and sea, and they go here and there and everywhere. They kind of act as apostles, but they're not really apostles because they're bishops. But a bishop is to be in one location as a ruling elder. So it'd be in your local church, if you'll say local church. I'm looking at this again. I'm thinking, why do we have so many bishops? And yet they're not really apostles. They don't refer to themselves as apostles. And yet they're all over the place as bishops running, major denominational churches in number. And it comes to this thing about deacons as well. I mean, these are just questions, but it's all in Scripture, and it is in the Greek, as we see, deacons. It says a deacon is to run on errands, to attend, that is, generally a waiter at a table or in other menial duties, a minister's servant, which is awesome. But deacons are servants. There was no office of deacon. In 1 Timothy 3, 8 through 13, you can read, the term office of was not in original Greek, but was added by the translators. The Greek term meant only serve or served. In the New Testament, the word is used under, referred to ministers of the gospel, Colossians 1, 23, ministers of Christ, 1 Timothy 4, 6, servants of God, 2 Corinthians 6, 4, those who follow Jesus, John 12, 26. Minister means a yielded, willing, and obedient servant. Whoever is a minister, he is the greatest in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. We know that if we are yielded, willing, and obedient servants, we will be obedient to the voice of the living God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he never changes, he or his Father or the Holy Spirit. Romans 16:1 says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Centuria. Called and ordained by the will of God. Here's Paul, Galatians 1:1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God, the Father who raised him from the dead. So we believe that there is a gifting there by the Scriptures. I'm saying we who believe, there is a gifting by the Scriptures and understanding that that gifting is empowered by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ by the Father. So here we have this situation. God is the one who calls men and women by his divine will. God also ordains men and women, by the way. The calling and ordaining bestows the authority on these elders, which is the fivefold, which is the prophet, yes, the apostle, yes, the teacher, yes, the pastor and the evangelist. It's apostles, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Those are Jesus Christ's offices, the gifts. One primary function of the fivefold ministry is ordination. Ordination in the church is ministered by the fivefold and can only be imparted by the Holy Spirit. Not man laying his hands on man and saying, hey, you can have this office because I said so. No, it must be that office of ordained of God, by God, through Christ Jesus. Ordination is imparted by the laying on of hands by the elders. Who? The fivefold ministry. With prophecy. That means the inspired word that God gives, yes, is a prophetic word that is given, and then the scriptures will confirm it. It says in 1 Timothy 1:18, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." You see, he calls him son Timothy. Paul calls Timothy his son. Son in the faith. We need to have sons and fathers in the faith. We need to have mothers and daughters in the faith to watch over and protect and see that these little ones are growing in the direction they must go. And it says in 1 Timothy 4:14, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." It says in Romans 1:1, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God." Called means invited, appointed, a vocation. It says in 1 Timothy 2:7, "Whereunto I am ordained a preacher, an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and not lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity." Now see, here Paul was an ordained apostle, but he could preach, yeah, and he could also teach. So any of the ruling elders can teach, they can prophesy, they can also shepherd, as like the work of a pastor, but that isn't their office. An apostle is an apostle. A preacher is all of us who believe and have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that will tell the good news. A teacher is anybody that teaches. But a teacher in the fivefold, which is one of the gifts of the offices of the Lord Jesus Christ, is ordained into that office, a teacher. So we see that any of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher can teach. They can lead. They do lead. It's an office through Christ Jesus. They can evangelize. They can do all the other gifts of healing, whatever it is that God lays upon them with his gifts and by the Holy Spirit. So we see that there needs to be a lack of confusion here, but there is much confusion about where we are in the churches and who the church is really under. Is it under Jesus Christ as the head of his church? Yes. That's the body of Christ. Or is it just another church with whatever leadership we decide we'd like to put in there and let them do whatever because we think that they might be good at that job? It's not a job. It's a calling of God, a vocation. It is ordained of God, by God, for his purpose to be glorified in this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. And may the truth of the word cause you to prosper and be of great success, all to the glory of God.
May the Father of glory give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Thank you for listening. For more teachings, visit wdjsproductions.com.